What's that? That's the only one you know for Iverson.
I suppose, yeah. I'm that kid.
What about the Scots?
No, I don't know any that I can think of.
Okay. The French?
I've heard the term French whore, but... That, I don't know, that doesn't apply
for
to French.
French people in general.
General, right. No. I can't, really, offhand.
Okay, what about Cajuns?
Coons? Cajun coons?
Have you heard them being called?
Yeah. Coon-ass.
What?
Coon-ass. Cajun.
What about Cubans?
Popos. Popos and just Cubanos and, you know, just... You know, anything, you know, the whole gamut from low life, you know. Stuff like that, you know. Because, like, in Tampa and Miami, there's, you know, a lot of... So I'd more run into that more than I would, like, say, a French community.
Okay. What about Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, popos, same. It applies to them, too. Popos. And I've never heard them call anything like son of a dog or anything like that.
What about Mexicans?
Pepper bellies. Pepper bellies and sweat hogs.
Do you have any distinction between, say, a citizen of Mexico or Americans of Mexican ancestry? Do you have any difference between them?
Do I differentiate between them? I don't know. I mean, only that they're, one's a citizen and the other isn't, I suppose. That'd be
you call them all pepper bellies?
Oh, no, I don't call them that. I've heard the term, but... I see what you mean. If they're Mexican, they're Mexican. I mean, as far as their lineage, but that's it, you know. They can have, you know, a citizenship, you know, but their race doesn't, it's a constant, doesn't change.
Okay, what about Scandinavians?
Blockheads. Blockheads for, like, you know, Norwegian type, or no, Swedish, you know.
Anything you might call them because of their blonde hair or blue eyes, anything like that?
Nordic?
Yeah, their Nordic features. Any slang name might come out of that?
I don't recall any. No.
Okay. What about Canadian?
I should know some of those, but I don't.
Why should you know some?
Because Canadians come down a lot. They, you know, they got their own, almost their own. You know, they come down so much, you know, flocks in the wintertime.
Okay, getting into politics, what would you call a Democrat?
A liberal. A liberal, yeah. Or a liberal, I think I'd call you a liberal. If he's really to the left, he might be pinko, you know, red, or something.
What about a Republican?
He'd be conservative, a Tory type.
And what about to the extreme right?
Be I had it wrong, it's over crack or something. Extreme right? Right wing, extreme.
Maybe a John Bircher.
A John Bircher, right. Extreme, or a Nazi, or something.
Okay, do you ever use the word hippie anymore?
Hippie? Only if I'm trying to call attention to a particular type of era in person. You don't find many hippies anymore.
Something that might be a little bit out of their place and time, sort of.
Yeah. somebody like I mentioned, that still has their hair down on their shoulders, maybe, you'd call them hippie because it's easy to recall back, you know, when that era was in. And so to bring attention to it quickly, you know, I would use the word. You know, but I would go around calling people hippies or, you know, for somebody being called hip, you know. You know, meaning that they're together and they're, you know, with what's going on.
Okay. What would you call a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex? What would you call this person?
Pervert?
No, non-romantic.
Oh, non-romantic. I thought you said romantic, so I missed a word. Excuse me. A non-romantic relationship with the same sex.
In other words, what would you call this person if you...
A friend. He'd be a friend.
Or say if he was your number one friend, you might call him your...
Best friend.
What might be another one?
Your buddy? Your pal? Oh.